The city of Cold Lake is supporting the RCMP in any criminal investigation stemming from a reported fight involving several high school students at the Cold Lake Energy Center 2 weeks ago. City of Cold Lake officials say the incident occurred on Tuesday, November 21, and included several female students from the Cold Lake High School who allegedly attacked another female student. The Cold Lake High School is connected to the Energy Center Recreation Complex. Videos of the incident have been shared through social media channels. Although the use of a weapon was not reported during the incident, the city of Cold Lake understands that a knife was found on the floor following the incident, noted Megan Beaudoin, the city's communications coordinator, in a statement released on Sunday. She added that social media videos also showed other fights that took place in connection to the original incident, including one that reportedly shows a student whose legs and head were restrained while being physically assaulted by other students. Antisocial behavior. The incidents represent a significant and serious escalation in antisocial behavior in the city's public facilities, says Cold Lake Mayor Craig Copeland. It is concerning that there appears to be an increase on group violence involving students in our society, and we are very worried to see this behavior becoming more prevalent in our community as well, said Copeland. This was a brazen incident that took place in a public space that is connected to the high school. It has no place in our society and we will not tolerate it in Cold Lake. City officials have identified most of the students involved from the various videos, and are cooperating with all relevant authorities and law enforcement to ensure that any legal consequences that can be levied are brought. Most of the identified participants in the November 21 incident are understood to be students at Cold Lake High School. The school uses and rents several services and facilities in the Cold Lake Energy Center for educational programming. We already have come to the point where our staff needs to maintain a list of people who are banned from the facility due to vandalism and other behavior, but this recent incident is a significant escalation, Copeland said. This behavior is dangerous and has no place in our society. We will not tolerate it in our community. City staff are working diligently with the relevant authorities, police, and parents to ensure that action is taken. There needs to be consequences for this type of behavior. RCMP have yet to issue a statement regarding any investigations, arrests, or charges. The condition of the alleged victim in the November 21 incident was also not disclosed.